No, said Harry, just the back of his chair, but there wouldn't have been anything to see, would there? I mean, he hasn't got a body, has he? But then how could he have held the wand? Harry said slowly. How indeed, muttered Dumbledore. How indeed. Neither Dumbledore nor Harry spoke for a while. Dumbledore was gazing across the room, and every now and then placing his wand tip to his temple and adding another shining silver thought to the seething mass within the pensive. Professor, Harry said at last, do you think he's getting stronger?
Voldemort,
said Dumbledore, looking at Harry over the pensive. It was the characteristic piercing look Dumbledore had given him on other occasions, and always made Harry feel as though Dumbledore were seeing right through him in a way that even Moody's magical eye could not.
Once again, Harry, I can only give you my suspicions.
Dumbledore sighed again, and he looked older and wearier than ever.
The years of Voldemort's ascent to power, he said, were marked with disappearances. Bertha Jorkins has vanished without a trace, in the place where Voldemort was certainly known to be last. Mr. Crouch, too, has disappeared, within these very grounds. And there was a third disappearance, one which the Ministry, I regret to say, do not consider of any importance, for it concerns a muggle. His name was Frank Bryce. He lived in the village where Voldemort's father grew up, and he has not been seen since last August. You see, I read the Muggle newspapers, unlike most of my ministry friends.
Dumbledore looked very seriously at Harry.
These disappearances seem to me to be linked. The ministry disagrees, as you may have heard while waiting outside my office.
Harry nodded. Silence fell between them again. Dumbledore extracting thoughts every now and then. Harry felt as though he ought to go, but his curiosity held him in his chair.
Professor,
he said again.
Yes, Harry,
said Dumbledore. Could I ask you about that court thing I was in the pensive?
You could, said Dumbledore heavily. I attended it many times, but some trials come back to me more clearly than others, particularly now.
You know the trial you found me in, the one with Crouch's son. Well, were they talking about Neville's parents? Dumbledore gave Harry a very sharp look.
Has Neville never told you why he has been brought up by his grandmother?
He said. Harry shook his head, wondering, as he did so, how he could have failed to ask Neville this in almost 4 years of knowing him.
Yes, they were talking about Neville's parents, said Dumbledore. His father, Frank, was an Auror, just like Professor Moody. He and his wife were tortured for information about Voldemort's whereabouts after he lost his powers, as you heard.
So they're dead, said Harry quietly.
No,
said Dumbledore, his voice full of a bitterness Harry had never heard there before.
They are insane. They are both in St. Mungo's Hospital for magical maladies and injuries. I believe Neville visits them with his grandmother during the holidays. They do not recognize him.